prescription drug take-back event scheduled for Saturday, April 24th throughout Cambria County from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Here to talk about this is Cambria County District Attorney Greg Niebauer. He's also a member of the Cambria County Drug Coalition's law enforcement sector, and we want to thank him for joining us today. I know how busy you are. I really appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and the community about some of the great things that we're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. So this very event, for those that have never participated before, don't know anything about what's going on, what can you tell the public?
The Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is an opportunity for members of the public to go to area locations that are geographically convenient to them to turn in unwanted or unnecessary prescription medications. One of the things that people oftentimes don't realize is unwanted medications in your home sometimes can make you a target for a friend or a family member that is perhaps struggling with substance abuse issues that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm. They may want to get those pills or get that medication, and it actually makes you a target for theft and those types of crimes. So it's a great opportunity for people to come in, turn in unwanted medications in a safe, secure environment, and make themselves a little safer and make the community safer in the process.
Yeah, and I think what's also great about this event, as you just described, it's not only taking back these drugs, but it gives the public an opportunity to find out just how dangerous that it can be having these drugs that aren't being used is. Just the fact that we're talking about this, a lot of people certainly are not aware of this.
Absolutely not. I think that's a fair statement. And sort of the example that I like to give is, let's say you have some knee pain and you go to a doctor and they say, you need to have your knee scoped out. You get your knee scoped out, you have post-operative pain, and maybe they prescribe to you some pain medication to help you through that. Maybe you take it for a couple of days and then you're feeling fine. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe your neighbor knows you had surgery and came around to help you, and you just in passing say, you know, I had this medication, I don't need it anymore. And maybe your neighbor has a substance abuse issue. Now they know that, yeah, and you become a target of them really unknowingly. And people don't typically think about that. Again, it could be a neighbor or a family member, what have you. So unwanted medications around the home are an issue not only for if you have young kids around or maybe a grandchild that comes around and you don't really think about some of the safety hazards relative to that, right, but also, again, if somebody has a addiction issue and needs or wants that prescription, wants that medication, you can become a target.
Right, absolutely. What I love about this is it's a coordinated effort, that there are locations throughout the county. But I love the fact that so many different community resources come together, just a bunch of organizations getting together all for the common good.
Oh, absolutely. Everything from local police departments having officers on duty to sit in local businesses that may host a box. A lot of pharmacies around the area will host a box for Take Back Day. Mm-hmm. And there's a uniformed officer sitting there with the box to make sure that that business doesn't become a target that day relative because people know there's going to be scripts around. So we have businesses, we have the Drug Coalition partners, people from the various sectors. From a national level, the DEA gets these medications from all over the place, takes them to central locations, and then safely and correctly destroys the medication and disposes of it. At no cost to anyone that has anything they want to turn in. And that's important to keep in mind. This is a free event. God willing, we're going to have a nice sunny day and people are going to want to be out and about. And it just takes a couple of minutes. Go on the Drug Coalition's website. There'll be a list of all the locations we have that day. Take a couple of minutes, find the places closest to you, and bring your medication over. It just takes a minute. Maybe say hi to the officer sitting there, thank them for their service to the community, yeah, and you can be on your way.
And this reinforces the fact that, as we're saying, that it is a coordination of various community resources. I remember talking to a police chief one time who was saying that this problem of drug abuse It's not something we could necessarily arrest our way out of it. We need all these different components of community to come together. And as we state, this is something that's really nice and it's really necessary.
Absolutely. This is one of the many different facets or opportunities that the community has to combat the substance abuse issues that exist in every community.
Yeah.
And I agree, you can't arrest your way out of substance abuse issues within the community. Obviously, sometimes someone gets arrested and they're at a point in their life where they want to seek help. Well, the justice system can help them get that help, but they have to want that help for it to be effective.
Yeah.
And communities working together, be it youth sports, church groups, school groups, civic organizations like the Rotary or even your local Moose Lodge or VFW, all of these organizations and entities can play a role in making our community safer and really a great place to live.
You're listening to the voice of Greg Niebauer. He is the Cambria County District Attorney, also a member of the Cambria County Drug Coalition's law enforcement sector. And we at Forever are just so proud of the work being done by the Cambria County Drug Coalition. I think we are seeing an impact. Obviously, as you know as well as anybody else, there is a problem. It's still there, but the impact that this organization has made, there have been results.
Absolutely. There's been results not only in terms of the number of fatal overdoses. Now, COVID had some negative effects on that, sure. I believe, but overall, you know, it's the Drug Coalition has a bunch of separate sectors and a bunch of different areas within the community, all working together for the common goal to try to reduce the drug issues in our area. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's been effective. There's lots of nice events. You know, we expect to collect hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds of prescription medications
right.
in a four-hour period, which is really amazing when you think about it. So the Drug Coalition does a great job of coalescing a bunch of people with the same goal.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be part of that goal, as I know you folks are, mm-hmm. and law enforcement is, and faith-based sector, all that. Everyone's working towards what can be the best community possible, and that is reducing substance abuse, mm-hmm. which also reduces other types of crime.
Yeah, hear, hear. Very well said. Cambria County DEA's prescription drug take-back event. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if people want any information and what to expect, what would you advise they do?
They can head over to the Cambria County Drug Coalition's website, and or they can go to the DEA website and search Prescription Drug Takeback Day, and they can find locations based on county, zip code, state, all of that. And just do a quick search. Mark your calendar for April 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be boxes all across the county. Please stop by, drop off your unwanted medications, and say hello to a local law enforcement officer.